Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is budgeting tricks for your next hiring season. I just wanted to share a few tips that I've been noticing that have come up quite a bit recently in talks with my clients, as this seems to be budgeting season. We are all planning our 2022 budgets. A big part of your budgets, if you're managing an organization nowadays, tends to be the budget part for your headcount. How are you going to account for your talent and its growth? And therefore, I want to share a few tips. First of all, something that I noticed too many people are missing out on and not accounting for is the fact that you need to be budgeting for churn. No matter how awesome your company is, some people will inevitably start leaving because they want to move to a new country, because they decide to start their own startup, because they want to spend time with their kids, because old startups, they had options in that just IPO'd means they no longer need to work. Who knows? But people will leave. It makes no sense to disregard this. So if right now, as you are planning, that at the end of next year, you intend to have, let's say, 10 more engineers in your R&D organization, then you should likely hire more than 10, because other than those new 10 ones you're going to add, some will leave. You're going to have some attrition. What number is that attrition really depends on your specific situation. You can look historically at what your churn rate has been. You can do some more intense thinking by actually evaluating the likelihood of anyone in your organization leaving, whatever you need. But I usually recommend having this buffer. I usually recommend taking this buffer into account. So if you need to be 10 people bigger by the end of the year, you need to hire at least 12 or 13. That's number one, budgeting for churn. Number two is budgeting for missed deadlines. The way most companies I work with do these budgets and roadmaps is by having goals for how many people they're going to hire each month or each quarter, and therefore write down the cost for each person depending on how much of the year they're going to be in the company. What we tend to miss out on is the fact that we might be very optimistic. And therefore, for example, we might hope to hire 10 people in Q1, but if you miss that deadline and only hire, for example, 8 people in the first quarter, all of a sudden you have an extra budget because you have a few positions you haven't filled on time, and therefore you have a few months of salary that remain unused. All that to say that unless you're in a position where you somehow manage to fill all your positions pretty much on time, which is something that I rarely see nowadays, then you should always remember that you probably will have some extra budget at the end of the year. That means that if an amazing candidate shows up at a time that doesn't really align with your plan because you've already filled up the quota for this quarter or whatever, you likely can hire that person and still, at the end of the year, be on budget. Don't do that every single month, but still be aware of the fact that you can have some flexibility in your budget at the end of the year. This is something that I find myself explaining quite a bit to first-time executives that have never been in charge of a budget before and are really stressed about not overspending. It is completely fine that you don't want to overspend, but be aware of this. It's sort of like managing cash flow in a business. You need to be aware of the fact that some months might be different than others. Look back and consider which quarters or which months seem to be slower than others, because that seems to always be the case. Each country, each culture seems to have months where more people are inclined to switch jobs and months where they are less inclined to do so. So consider, hey, I know that September, usually in Israel, is very different because we have a bunch of Jewish holidays. Therefore, I know that if I'm in August and I want to hire someone extra, I can assume that September is going to be a month where I'm not hiring as much and therefore have some extra wiggle room, you know, just as an idea. So that was number two, budgeting for missed deadlines. And number three is budgeting for changes. We usually start assembling our budget by looking at the roadmap and trying to translate that into how many people would need to execute on it, which is a great start. But what we sometimes miss is the fact that each roadmap has a certain level of certainty assigned to it. I don't know about you, but my experience tends to show that companies rarely decide to let go of anything they have committed to at the end of the year, but they are very likely to try and add more things on as the company matures, as things change, as you learn something new. I urge you to speak to your colleagues in the executive team and realize what are the chances of more things being added to the roadmap at a later point. If that is a possibility, then you should try and assign a portion of your budget and of your hiring to that possibility. So, for example, you might be hiring more people than necessary for the roadmap as it currently is, because you know that it is quite likely you will want to spin off a new small team to try something new around July. I don't know. If you don't do this, then you're actually operating at 100% capacity, meaning that any surprise will immediately be translated into being overworked, having to let go of some stuff, having quality issues, and having a team that's gonna get burned out. Now, of course, I know that I'm talking here from a privileged position, assuming that you have the extra budget to do this. If you cannot allow this, then you know, you gotta play with the cards you're dealt. But otherwise, do stand up for your organization's health and for your chances to succeed later on. Committing yourself to a roadmap that everyone else in the room expects to change and to grow within a few months is a fatal mistake. Arrange to have extra headcount ahead of time so that when the time comes, you have the people already there so you can be agile and change your organization according to the company's needs. And the bottom line here is to treat the budgeting with the same amount of agency and creativity that you would treat any other problem in your work. I know that it might seem scary and intimidating to have the responsibility for a budget, to have to commit to something, to the CFO, for example, and nevertheless, I think that this creativity is what allows us to be agile and not operate as if we're one of the big corporate companies where, you know, you see someone amazing and you cannot hire them for the next year because you already have all of your positions for a senior engineer field or whatever. Do this. Also, keep in mind that you likely will need to give people raises, so account for that as well. And once you do that, you should be in a better position and better equipped to handle whatever will be thrown your way as the year progresses. And if you notice that you have any extra budget, how about getting some help for yourself as well? If you want to hear some details about my advisory and coaching services, do reach out. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you have any questions or comments, my email is always in the show notes. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives, where I share weekly exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else. Thank you, and talk to you soon.